Penguin Random House Audio presents The Upside of Stress, Why Stress is Good for You, and How to Get Good at It. This is the author, Kelly McGonigal, PhD. Introduction. If you had to sum up how you feel about stress, which statement would be more accurate? A. Stress is harmful and should be avoided, reduced, and managed. B. Stress is helpful and should be accepted, utilized, and embraced. 5 years ago, I would have chosen A without a moment's hesitation. I'm a health psychologist, and through all my training in psychology and medicine, I got one message loud and clear. Stress is toxic. For years, as I taught classes and workshops, conducted research, and wrote articles and books, I took that message and ran with it. I told people that stress makes you sick, that it increases your risk of everything from the common cold to heart disease, depression, and addiction, and that it kills brain cells, damages your DNA, and makes you age faster. In media outlets ranging from the Washington Post to Martha Stewart Weddings, I gave the kind of stress reduction advice you've probably heard 1,000 times. Practice deep breathing. Get more sleep. Manage your time. And of course, do whatever you can to reduce the stress in your life. I turned stress into the enemy, and I wasn't alone. I was just one of many psychologists, doctors, and scientists crusading against stress. Like them, I believed that it was a dangerous epidemic that had to be stopped. But I've changed my mind about stress, and now I want to change yours.